Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you have any questions today. In the studio with me right now is Travis Thompson from Climatech. I also have Meg Peltier, who's my co-host on Pep Talk today. How are you both doing?
Doing great.
Great.
How about you?
Great.
Great. So Travis is a regular on the show, usually gets a lot of text messages. Once again, 850-437-1620.
So I'm very excited to learn a little bit more about your business, Travis.
Yes,
saw that it's Climatech, so I went right to the website, did a little research, and it found out that you have been in business since 1978.
That
so I'm
is
assuming that it's a family business.
It is. It
so
is.
Do you mind telling me the story a little bit about that so I can get
no
more
problem.
Familiar with what y'all do?
I wasn't really, I was around, but I was a little one when they started. So my dad and his twin brother actually worked in a air conditioning supply house selling parts as young men, and that's kind of what they were doing, and they started helping people that were buying the parts fix stuff. This was before internet or anything, so obviously you ask people as opposed to hopping on Google, and they got pretty familiar with what needed to be done, and then from there, when I was coming along, they decided they wanted to do something different, so they started working in the evenings to start their own business repairing ACs, and that's kind of how things got started. They started off with their own couple of trucks and just themselves. They hired some family members, they hired some friends, and it grew from there over a long course of time, you know, ups and downs and everything in between. They joked because I actually went to an AC parts house before I was taken home as an infant to show everybody. So I literally was in AC before I was home. And then I grew up with my dad just helping. You know, we didn't have just summers. We didn't just run wild. We went and helped him. So we rode and handed tools. So I really don't remember when I started it. I just was doing it as a kid and picked up on things along the way and got to where I could fix them before I could drive. But I couldn't drive, so I would ride with guys and work. And I was kind of a two-man team because I couldn't drive. And then I started working with them when I could. I went off to college. When I came back, I kind of decided after college I really loved this. I liked doing it because I love the interaction with people. Every day's different. I never know what I'm going to see, what I'm going to do. And I really love that part of what I do. I'm not stuck in one thing all the time. So that's what I wanted to do. Him and his twin brother, my dad and his twin brother, still own the business together. So I was kind of a third wheel there. So I started my own business, which was Climatech. And then later on, we put the two businesses together, and that's the lengthy name, Climatech of Professional Air. It was Professional Air of Pensacola in 78.
So that's what your dad and
Correct.
His brother did.
That's
okay.
Right. That's right. And then it was Climatech of Professional Air when I came along and just bought my dad out. And now he's still with us, but he comes in kind of whenever he feels like it. He's there most every day and can kind of just help out with phone calls or whatever we might need. He's still got a lot of customers that love him that he knows better than anybody, so he deals with those guys, and we just try to keep everything very personal. I've got a son that works for me now full-time. I've got my younger son who worked in the summertime. He's still in school, so we're still very family oriented, and I think that's probably one of the biggest differences. If somebody asks me what makes Climatech different, we're very personal. So if anybody has an issue and needs to talk directly to me, customers have my cell phone number. I go see them if they have a problem. I'm going to make sure we do something to resolve issues. And I think that's what makes us probably different than anybody else. But that roots back to that whole family thing. It's always been a very personal thing to us to make customers happy.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, to me, the family business always is an indicator. Maybe I'm old school, but mm-hmm. for me, it's integrity and trust. And to know that you've been around now 46 years, you're coming
right.
up on 50 years. Has Getting to have
there.
To be something doing something right.
I
right?
hope so. It feels that way. I typically, most days, I really still do enjoy what I do. You know, everybody has those days, I guess. But it's a lot of fun for me. It is just every problem being new. Every house is different. Every person's different. And I really enjoy that aspect of it.
That's awesome that your dad got you involved so young, so he'd send you to the toolbox and say, you know, get the screwdriver, get the wrench.
Yeah, got yelled at.
He must have been a great
kid.
Teacher
That's
to
right.
teach you all about.
I tried not to hold the flashlight. That's just stay away from
home. You couldn't hold steady.
We were I was joking with my younger son about that last night. We were having the old flashlight talks. Yeah, it doesn't work that way. But yeah, I did learn quite a bit from him and the guys that he had working for him. I became a helper for them. So, you know, and it's funny now because there's a lot of companies in Pensacola that came out of Professional Air years ago that were hired as newbies that learned and eventually started their own businesses. So it's pretty neat that the business has been here that long. It's got pretty deep roots through all the parts houses and a lot of the other companies here in town.
Wonderful.
Well, air conditioning in Florida is pretty critical necessity for most folks. But
it is.
I did look on your website, and you do so many more things than air conditioning as well. So tell us a little bit about some of the other services you provide. I was very impressed that you also have a 24-hour access. That's unusual.
Yeah, we did that. We've always done it, and I can remember, again, going back to my dad working whenever he would come home kind of thing. So it's just something that you have to be available for. In a lot of cases, people don't mind waiting, but in some cases, they don't want to wait or they can't wait. You know, when we do condominium work or things like that, if you've got a guest moving in, they're not okay with waiting. So in some cases, you just have to have it. So we've got a phones answered 24/7. And even if we don't have somebody in the office, we've got somebody that answers the phone that texts the technician on call, and we can get a hold of anybody.
And Meg has a condo.
There you go.
That was one of the things too that I was going to ask you about, because not knowing very much about that, right before I moved in, they put in a brand new air conditioner. So my first thought was, oh my gosh, what do I do to maintain?
Right.
Is it daily, monthly, weekly? I have a brother-in-law that comes to visit, and he said, "Did you change the filter?"
Right. Yep. That's the first one.
Usually I haven't.
That's the first one. Filters and drain treatment is pretty much the same no matter where you're at and where you live. The filters and the drain treatment's got to be done. Anything near the beach or in saltwater areas, I do highly recommend having it maintained more often, because if you can keep the salt rinsed out of that unit outside, you will be surprised how much longer it will last just from freshwater rinsing. Not even necessarily dousing it with chemicals, but just trying to keep that salt minimized on the unit. Most of them come with some type of protection. We're American Standard dealers, and one of the reasons I love them is because the way their units are built with a thicker paint coating. It's powder coated on. They have an all aluminum outside coil that holds up a lot better to the salt. But in any of them, you would definitely want to try to keep that on the outside rinsed more often than you would one that's inland. That would be the biggest difference, per se, in a condo versus non. Now, having said that, in a lot of condos, you can't get to your outdoor unit because it may be on a roof behind a secured door. So that depends. Every one of them, again, there's different. But we maintenance all types, and glad to come out, even if it's to do our portion of the maintenance and then educate you while we're there on what you can do when we're not there. And a lot of times that's how a lot of customers like to do it.
So what are some of your biggest challenges? Because I would think that sometimes do you get frustrated when you come into a place and you see that they could have done maintenance to prevent this problem that they now have?
Yeah, it is. And condos are very tricky, because especially the ones that have the secured locked areas that you personally can't really get to without getting a security guy to allow you access, it becomes difficult. And then that becomes difficult on us because we don't know when we show up that we have to have that. So now you're waiting around with somebody to get a key. And condos can be very challenging, I'm sure, for the owners and for us, because it's just different. And they have to do it that way, obviously. If you have a unit that has to be changed on the outdoor, it's not as simple as just backing your truck up and changing it. It's on a roof sometimes, 14 right. floors up, and it might be a door that's not big enough to get it through. So it can be challenging.
Well, we've managed to get through hurricane season, fingers crossed.
Right.
But do you find at this time of year to be especially busy?
Not really. This is where we typically see a little lull right here. We blame it on a couple things, and I think everybody blames everything on the fair.
Right.
We got the fair in town, and
the
weather's beautiful. I mean, we had a day, I think it was this week, where it was 73 was the high and 50 was the low. I'm like, man, that's nobody needs me that day.
Right.
So we do see a typical lull right here, which is actually a great time. Nobody wants to do it, but this is a maintenance season for us.
Okay.
This is when it's great for us to come out and do maintenance. It's perfect time to get things ready for the season. We're fixing to be needing our heaters. Do they work? Now's the time to figure it out. Don't wait until we need them and then figure out they don't work. Let's come on out now, turn it on for a few minutes, clean it, make sure everything's good. So this is when we really try to compile our maintenances together is springtime and fall like this.
Because that's when the duct cleaning comes into play, right? Because
you can.
I did turn my heater on the other day, mm-hmm. and there was that smell.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you get it. And that's actually usually just dust that's collected on either a heat exchanger or heat strips, and it burns off that first time. Mm-hmm. So again, it's better to go ahead and get it out of the way. You know it's there. If we're there doing it, or you know to expect it, everything's safe. You don't wake up in the middle of the night in a panic thinking something's on fire. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, definitely a good time to do that.
So unless the smell continues, then that would be the warning sign.
Yeah, No doubt.
Yeah. Travis Thompson from Climatech, our guest today, 850-437-1620, if you have any questions. I know, Travis, you wanted to also mention a give back program mm-hmm. that you have.
Yep. Well, that'll be coming up real soon. We've done it now. It's been a really good program. We started to give a system back to the community, and we like to do that by finding a family that's in need, a person, a family, whatever it might be. And the way that works, we open up submissions online where anybody can submit a family, just a small short story about their situation, what they're in, and then we compile them and kind of whittle them down to figure out who we think's the best that we can give a system to. And we actually go in, remove their old system, put in a new system, totally free to them. And in a lot of cases, not only give them a new system they needed, but lower energy bills. I know that's been a big part of the first one we did. We lowered the energy bills $100 a month for someone who was really struggling. Mm-hmm. So it's been a really good program. I get really excited about doing it. The only thing that's hard is you hear all these stories and you want to do it for everybody.
Right.
You have to whittle it down. But, you know, it just felt good. It was hard to come up with a way. We wanted to give something back, didn't really know how to do it, and I forgot who even suggested this, but it turned out to be great. So we'll be opening that up on Facebook and our website where you can go in and submit forms for families or individuals, whoever it might be. We got a few rules just to keep things where, you know, local and things like that. But, mm-hmm. You know, you have to own the house, obviously, things of that nature. But so it's been a really big success, and we'll be seeing that come real soon. We try to get everything done and get it done right around Christmas time if we can.
What is the website?
ClimatechProAir.com.
And you said it's going to be, is it up there now or it's coming
No,
soon?
But it will be very soon. Yes,
right,
will be soon.
You also have a fire pit giveaway?
Yep, we're going to give away a fire pit. We've had a lot of success with, we're building a large fire pit platform through our metal fabrication shop. And it's totally a customizable platform. So we can cut names, family logos, I've done military stuff in it, whatever you want. And it's a really, it's quarter inch thick plate steel. So this thing probably weighs well over 100 pounds when it's finished. It's 36 by 36. It's something that when you put it there, it'll be there a long, long time. And people just love them. And I thought, well, we can do that for kind of a upcoming Christmas giveaway. We can throw that in there and let whoever wins it actually customize it. So if you've got a favorite team or a family name or, you know, whatever you can dream up to put on it, within reason, we can put it on there, and it makes for a really neat fireplace, and it's a fire pit that actually doesn't mess up your patio or your yard. It's got a catch tray to catch all the ashes. It's a really neat product.
Yeah, with the holidays coming up, that really is a cool idea. So.
It's pretty neat.
Yeah. So talk to me a little bit about fall's approaching. What do homeowners need to be thinking about in terms of maintenance?
Well, that maintenance we just talked about is the biggest one because we do get that call quite a bit every year when people first kick their furnace on. They think something's on fire, mm-hmm. and it does make a bad smell. It actually does. Burning off dust is what it's doing. And in some cases, if one hasn't ran for years and years, I've seen them get a fire in them before.
Oh,
so,
gosh.
I mean, if you've got one that hasn't ran a long time, I would definitely suggest having it maintenance to be turned on. But this is a time of year to turn it on, get all that stuff behind you. Because a lot of times, again, it won't kick on to that first time till 2 a.m. on our first cold snap, and you wake up to a smell of smoke. Heat pumps make a strange noise when they defrost. That's something else that we'll start getting a lot of calls on. So when we do maintenance, we can kind of explain that. We can actually perform it if you'd like to see it and hear it in front of you so you know what to expect. So things like that and just getting furnaces that are gas furnaces clean, making sure the flue pipes are clean. That's another danger that a lot of people don't think about. But after a gas furnace burns, it has poisonous gas that it gets out of your house. Well, that's got to be, make sure it's getting out. You know, that actually hurts more people than gas does. People are more scared of gas exploding or burning, but mm-hmm. people are actually harmed more by the flue gases nationwide by far than gas accidents. So making sure everything's safe is one of the big things for gas furnaces, making sure it's all good. I mean, you could have a bird build a nest in your flue pipe you don't know. Mm-hmm. So having all that running and just making sure it's all safe is a really good idea.
What areas do you all service?
Everything from Navarre, all of Escambia, Santa Rosa, all those counties, anything in those.
Okay. And it's my understanding that you do have like free estimates. So if people need a new system, absolutely, you come out there and you do a free estimate for them.
We do. And it's not just systems. You know, we had a guy, I believe from last show we had a guy call in that it was the return air question. You know, can I put a better filter in my unit? In a lot of cases, you need a larger return air to put a better filter in. So we went out and looked at that, give him an estimate on it. So it doesn't necessarily have to be an all-new system. If you've got a bedroom that's not getting cool, we'll come out and look at it. We'll charge you to come out and look and tell you what we think.
Okay. Comment on the text line. I'm going to have to translate here because I think it was misspelled. But he said, I don't think I've ever turned on my heater. That's a pretty hardy guy.
Yeah. That's pretty good. That is
just
pretty good.
It does get cold here in January, February.
We believe it or not, we've got people that really won't turn it on until it's really, really cold. But everybody has their own same play. We've got some customers that before certain dates will not turn on their AC, period. Just won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has their own way. And that's, we talked about everybody being different and every house being different. That's, and the next guy wants his house at 65 all year long. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't never know what you're going to get into.
Absolutely. Travis Thompson, our guest from Climatech, 850-437-1620, if you have any questions. So talk to me a little bit about the air purification solutions that you have at Climatech.
Sure. There's a few different ways to do it. Two primary ways that we deal with. One is actually collecting particles before they come into your AC system. So we've got filters that go under your HVAC system or on the inlet side so that all the air coming in goes through an electronic filter, and this filter can scrub out literally pollen, mold spores, flu viruses, I mean, microscopic stuff that it can hold in the filter to keep it out of your airstream and keep it out of your AC unit. That's one method. The other method, on the other end of things, on the air leaving the unit, and you can combine these together. I've got both of them in my house, is UV treatment. UV treatment and bipolar ionization have become a really popular way to treat air in a house. COVID actually kind of pushed that over the hump a little bit because the bipolar ionization process actually, it allows what it makes, and I'm trying not to sound like a scientist because I'll screw it up, but it actually goes out and kills bacteria, mold spores, and things like that that are in your air in the house. So it purifies the air out in the house as opposed to stopping stuff from coming into your airstream. Third-party studies have done a lot of research and provided us with a lot of information to know this stuff actually works, because a lot of times when a company says, hey, I can do this, you don't know whether to believe them or not. So the third parties have come in and actually validated that even within like 3 foot of your face, if you sneeze, this stuff can kill the bacteria and stuff that comes out of a sneeze.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a very good product for limiting the spread of things inside of an environment. Most all your hospitals have them, period. But when COVID came out now, most restaurants have them. A lot of places, schools all added them real quick because they realize this stuff actually worked to help stop the or lower the spread of any kind of bacteria, viruses, and things like that in the house. So a couple different methods to do it, and both of them are very effective. So,
okay. We do have a text for you on the text line. So we are interested in a mini split system. Will adding a mini split affect our power bill in any way?
I'm not going to say in no way, because obviously anything you add that uses power does. But in most cases, when we add a mini split, you hardly notice the increase in your power bill. And some of that, of course, is going to depend on how you use it. If you turn it on and you want a room down to 65, that's probably going to make a little bit bigger dent. But in general, mini splits use far less electricity than a big whole house air conditioning system. I added one to a little shop I have out back, and it was the smallest unit, and I leave it set kind of high because I've just got it out there for moisture control, and I didn't even see my power bill move. But, you know, if you put one in a bedroom you're going to have somebody living in and they're going to turn it down at night, you may see a small increase, but it's typically very small. The mini splits are very, very efficient.
Okay. Another question for you on the text line, 850-437-1620. Wants to know about the affordability of putting in a UV system and cleaning the air for the air conditioner.
there's a few different ways to do it, or there's a few different products like what I just mentioned that kind of work that way. Your range is probably going to be installed prices anywhere from $600 up to about $1,000 installed for any of these things, depending on which one you want to go with and the accessibility to put it in. In most cases, putting them in is fairly easy. In some cases, we have to actually crawl through attics and get into tight places and things like that. But for the most part, that's kind of a rough idea mm-hmm. on those products.
Okay. So going back to our list of questions here. So I know that you also offer financing for people that have to put new systems in.
We do. And it's not, again, not just for new systems. But if you had a costly repair, we've got financing for that as well. So we do have financing available. Some of our systems are as low as 0% financing. Others are around 9%, I believe, for some of the other systems. But it just depends on what system it is. But we do have financing available for all of them.
Mm-hmm. You had mentioned earlier about maybe a system being too old and then it's going to cause a problem. And then mm-hmm. you were kind of talking about the fire as an example of that one.
Right.
So what is the typical lifespan of equipment these days?
I tell customers most times in the ballpark of 15 years. 12 to 15 is what a lot of people say. You know, your warranty on everything is going to be a 10-year parts warranty. So after 10 years of parts warranty, the problem is if you come across a big expense after that 10 years that's going to cost you, say, $2,000 or more for repair, now where am I throwing good money at bad? You know, because systems advance in 10 years, look at the computer, look at a 10-year-old computer. It may work, but look at it compared to one today. Kind of the same thing with ACs. You know, we've got so much newer stuff now that's so much more efficient. Mm-hmm. We've seen people hang on to systems and repair them. You know, a lot of people just want to repair, and that's fine, and we'll do that. But what'll happen a lot of times, we'll see them go 20 years plus on their unit, and finally something catastrophic happens and we have to change it, and then they get a power bill. And they're like, man, I didn't know I was going to save $200 a month on my power. Yeah, we've been trying to tell you. You were saving a dinosaur. So in some cases, you just want to educate and let the customer know, you know, we don't mind doing whatever you want to do. It's your money. We'll be glad to help you with it. But at the same time, we want you to know that in once you cross that 15-year mark, you're really getting towards that throwing good money after bad. And that's kind of what we typically see.
Yeah, we had a furnace that was at least 15 plus years old. Mm-hmm. And my dad would keep saying, but that's a high efficiency unit. I mean, you don't want to move away from that. And now my response to him after talking to you would be like, well, what's out now is probably even higher efficiency.
Yeah, they do keep squeezing more and more energy efficiency out of them. And it's not just energy efficiency, but systems today, I mean, they're very customizable. They can be far quieter than anything we had back in the day that was just a single speed unit. The humidity control is so much better, and that's what we have a lot of here. You know, humidity is our biggest battle here. A lot of people don't realize it, but humidity is tough. And these new systems do such a much better job with humidity control. We find a lot of people don't even like the temperature they were used to before we changed it because the humidity got lower. They feel cold, so they have to bump it up a little bit. So
yeah,
a lot of other advantages.
So how do people schedule with you?
Call me, 850-857-4700, or they can go to climatechproair.com and do it right there.
Sounds good. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, sir.